A partnership between an Aboriginal community and the Australian Red Cross is paying real social dividends. Over the past 10 years, Woorabinda in central Queensland has made significant gains in reducing violence, alcohol, drug problems and importantly truancy. With the aim of building on that success, the Red Cross has now just committed to this community-led model for another 5 years. Cathy Van Exel's report begins with the voice of the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott.
What I think we've done today is laid out a process which will enable all Australians to have a deeper, better informed and much more structured conversation about what this constitutional change could look like.
As the Prime Minister and opposition leader met with around 40 Indigenous leaders in Sydney to map a path towards Indigenous recognition, a group of elders were gathered in Woorabinda, 2 hours west of Rockhampton in central Queensland. Among them, Big Uncle Anthony Henry.
Being part of the constitution is one step, but it's not the whole step. There's a lot of community members who express concern that we lose the right of sovereignty, we lose the right of putting together a treaty, and ideas around sovereignty and treaties are just as important as being in part of the constitution.
But the push for constitutional recognition wasn't the reason for yesterday's gathering in Woorabinda. In fact, Anthony Henry, who co-chairs the community's governance group, says it's not a hot topic locally.
Woorabinda probably hasn't had that deeper conversation because we want to deal with stuff that we can touch and deal with the issue at the moment. It's very important for all our community members that they were concerned about their own connection to land and country, and working through stuff like the constitution is probably a little bit removed for most.
Instead, Woorabinda was celebrating NAIDOC Week with the launch of a 5-year plan for their community in partnership with the Australian Red Cross. The Indigenous community has a population of around 1,000, about half of whom are under 19. A decade ago, it was a town in serious strife when community violence came to a head with youth riots. Anthony Henry says the community's taken back control.
10 years ago, Woorabinda looked like any other community suffering the effects of social issues. It's become a very peaceful community. Our schools have achieving. The Shire Council in the last 8 to 10 years starting to turn our community into a beautiful little community.
At the height of Woorabinda's troubles, Red Cross first established a small presence in the community.
It came in at a time when government support was being taken away through funding, and they would only come in and support on a level that this community didn't have the capacity to deal with.
Over the years, the Red Cross presence has grown. Queensland Executive Director Kevin Keefe says that's been at the invitation of the local community.
There were real problems with truancy, alcohol, family violence, and it was a very disturbed environment. And what we've been able to observe and work with the community is, how do you leverage community leadership to make a difference in a community? So we're very much guided by a governance group that's majority Aboriginal community run.
Kevin Keefe says the most recent social indicators point to a big difference in the community.
Woorabinda has gone through some hard times, but what we're seeing is a community learning to thrive. So the incidence of domestic violence are down 30% compared to 2014. Year 7 students are getting the minimum standards in numeracy. Enrolments have increased and attendance is nearly perfect now, and the school's doing a fabulous job there. Young people on justice, youth justice orders have dropped, so the community's finding its feet, and Red Cross is very proud to be a partner in that journey.
What is it that an organisation like Red Cross is doing with the community that governments have been unable to achieve in the past?
We feel that the community is leading us as a service provider. They're shaping what it is we do, they're shaping how we do it, and we're working together as partners. So that's a very different approach. We've also committed to the long term with the community. So it's not a fly-in, fly-out operation. It's a community-driven, community-led and community-empowered experience that people are really enjoying the benefits of.
Driving that process is the governance group. Co-chair Anthony Henry says Warrabinda faces the same challenges as many Indigenous communities. Created in 1927 as a government settlement, Aboriginal people from at least 50 tribes around Queensland were forcibly placed in the camp.
Warrabinda is the home of the Gunglu and the Wadjuk people. Alongside that, we've got a lot of people who've got connections from elsewhere. So in a lot of sense, they were stolen away from country as well. When I grew up in this community, it was a community that was steeped in culture and had cultural ways. The best thing about Warrabinda is that it welcomed people openly, and it gave people the feeling that Warrabinda is a home away from home for many. That's the Warrabinda I know, but along with every other Aboriginal communities in Australia, we suffered the social issues around not only alcohol and drugs, but the level of violence.
Anthony Henry is optimistic about Warrabinda's future. And now that most of the community's children are getting an education and more than 50 senior students are studying at boarding school, the looming challenge is jobs.
What's going to happen in the next 10 years when we get all these kids coming back from boarding school, year 12 qualifications, and they want to work at home and we don't have the jobs for them? So it's very important how we deal with the federal government strategies around employment strategies.
Kevin Keefe says Red Cross, as the third biggest local employer after the council and hospital, has a key role in building capacity. He says the new five-year plan aims to build on the success of the past decade and create a more sustainable community. The five-year agreement is a strong endorsement of Red Cross's role in Warrabinda. But Anthony Henry is looking to a time when the organisation will no longer be needed.
We've always made Red Cross aware that we want them to come out to build capacity out here, and the long-term strategies for local people, and it's going to be generational changes in some cases, but we've got to develop strategies around young people to achieve that.
Uncle Anthony Henry from the Warrabinda community in Queensland. Cathy Van Exter with that report.